Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father, good morning, Jesus, good morning, Holy Spirit, and we say good morning to each of you who have joined the call. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice, and we are glad in it. I say good morning, good morning. I speak goodness into it. Amen. Because the word of God declared everything that God made, it is good. So we declare that today is good. Good morning. We honor our Father. Let's go before Him again. Let's go before Him in prayer, together in unity where the blessing is commanded. Before we do anything else, Father, we just adore you, God. We love you, Jesus. There is none like you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you for the opportunity that we can come together on this line to pray, to offer up our bowls to you, Father, with thanksgiving. And Father, we thank you. Our hearts, dear God, seek after you, your will, your way, what you want, Father, unwavering. Thank you, Father, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, where we obtain mercy in the time of need. And we thank you, Father, that we do come boldly before you, together, as one body, unfragmented but whole as one body, offering up to you this morning. And we say, have your way, God. Work it in us that which is well-pleasing in your sight. You be pleased. What you want to do, do it through us this morning. Be thou glorified, Jesus. And we honor you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me introduce you to our team that's lined up. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I'm your facilitator this morning. The angel of our house at New Destiny is Bishop C. Carl Smith. And Pastor Adrian Smith, we say good morning to you. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Tanika Smothers. Good morning, Sister Tanika. We bless you, sis. Our devotion leader this morning is Minister Randall Gorey. Good morning, Minister Randall. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. I am doing well. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Any prayer requests or praise reports that have been submitted will be offered up by Sister Greta Davis. Good morning, Sister Greta. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. Good morning, Minister Randall. I'm doing just great this morning.
Amen. I agree. I agree. We are doing great. We are well in the Lord. Without further ado, Minister Randall, we are ready for the devotion.
Thank you so much, Sister Charlene. I wanted to just also say good morning. Sister Tamika, thank you so much for your service. Sister Greta, thank you so much for your gift as well. Well, good morning. I want to give honor to God this morning for another opportunity to be alive in the land of the living, of course. I want to honor Bishop and Pastor Adrian Smith this morning for the opportunity to be a part of this growth that's taking place in New Destiny Church as a minister and as a servant of the Almighty God. I want to acknowledge all of the clergy that are on the line this morning from all over the globe and of course, the universal body of Christ, specifically New Destiny this morning. Well, this morning's devotion happens to be about a man who is known as the Father of Faith. title of the devotion is Abraham Never Wavered in Believing God's Promise. We'll be looking at Romans, the 4th chapter, and the 21st verse. And I wanted to just read that out of the New Translation Bible. But the 20th verse simply reads, Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger in this. And it's in this, I'm sorry, that he brought glory to God. In verse 21, he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Let's go back to verse 20 one more time. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. 21, he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Where I was thinking this morning as I was preparing to go into this passage of Scripture, and I wanted to ask this question. If we could all think of, were we ever told a promise by someone and it just took what seemed like forever for that promise to be fulfilled? Maybe when we were a child, maybe as a young adult, told a promise by someone and it just took what seemed like forever for that promise to be fulfilled. We used to do these pinky promises, right? Even when it didn't come, when you thought it would come, you still believed it would happen. That person would give you that item, or they would take you to that place. It just seemed like it was going to happen. But maybe it just didn't happen, but you still believed it. Well, as this chapter describes, Abraham was waiting for many years for God to keep his promise, to give him and to give Sarah a son. But guess what? That promise wasn't granted until Abraham was more than 75 years old. It wasn't fulfilled until Abraham was 100. And the math in that is something like 25 years later. So promises do come to pass. It's whether or not we have the patience to believe that it will come. What we learn from verse 19 is that Abraham's faith did not weaken during his waiting. He held fast to his faith long after the hope of having a natural-born son became impossible according to human thoughts. But as the Apostle Paul continues to write, we see that Abraham experienced no unbelief. In other words, he didn't waver. He didn't become weak or show doubt. He stood fast to what he heard God say, and he was going to believe it no matter what no one else said. That's how we have to be in the moment of believing God for what he said he would do for us. We don't have the time to waver and to become weak. We need to stand in the place where God has promised he would fulfill the promise for us if we would have the faith to believe him. So Abraham did just the opposite. Instead of wavering or showing doubt or becoming weak, he grew stronger in his faith, and he continued to give God glory. What about you and I today? Can we stand in the place where God has promised us? Can we grow stronger in our faith for what God has promised he would do for us and continue to give God glory even as we are on this line this morning and as we begin to walk out this day in faith? Can we grow stronger? Well, we can stand in that place of trust to believe what God has said will come to pass. We can ask ourselves the question, will we stand in that place of trust to believe what God has said will come to pass? Something that we've prayed about, something that we're trusting and believing God for in this brand new year. But I find Abraham's faith to be undeniably amazing, simply because he was far from being perfect. In other words, he sinned too. But there is a but there. Abraham believed that God, the God who spoke to him, would do exactly what he promised, even as year after year passed without that promise being fulfilled. Can we wait until next week? Can we maybe wait until next month? Even if it's next year, can we wait? Or better yet, can we wait and show this Abraham kind of faith and stay still without wavering, still giving God glory? Now that's faith. Now when we continue to focus the faith, our faith on the faith that Abraham had, we see what God made to the promises to Abraham and his descendants. The promises which Abraham believed God for, those promises couldn't be received by keeping just the law. No, these promises could only come to pass by faith. But when God promised Abraham a son with Sarah, he continued to believe that promise would be kept even when others would not believe it. Even when they doubted, Abraham believed it. So let's believe God this morning. Even when those around us are laughing and think that we're crazy, it's faith that pleases God. But it's crazy faith that puts God to a real test. Who's to say if you're older in years, God can't still use you? It's Jesus' death for our sins and God's resurrection of him for our justification that we too can be counted as righteous by faith. So we see here that Romans 4 is simply all about the faith of Abraham. Let's examine our faith this morning. God declared Abraham righteous because of his faith, not because of his works. Works are good, but faith without works is dead. James 2, Abraham became the father of many nations. He had more descendants than stars in the sky could be counted, and sand on the beach. Church, where's your faith today? Why not believe God like Abraham? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word on faith today. You know that we need faith, and we need it now, just like Abraham. You know how we need it. Help us to walk by faith and not sight as we live, move, and have our being in you. Father, your grace for more faith we need to live like kings and priests is what we desire. Father God, we pray this morning, let not our hearts be troubled, but consume us with your holy fire to live a life of faith, to see the best of what you have for us come to pass. Thank you, Father, for the covenant of promise we have as children of God. Bless us today to live full of faith, that we too may see the blessings of Abraham in our lives in this year of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Charlene.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Randall. God bless you for that word, sir. Walking by faith. Abraham never wavered. And Father, we thank you. Teach us not to waver in Jesus' name. Okay. Without further ado, Sister Greta, we're ready for you. Saints, let's stand together in agreement as she prays.
I have no prayer requests or praise reports, so I will just pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, and closing our right mind. Father God, we thank you for keeping angel watch at our doorstep this morning, Father God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that has joined us on this prayer call this morning, Father God. Lord, may they build their faith up, Father God, to not waver, Father God, but to believe, Father God, that the words we speak, if we just believe what we say, it comes from the heart. Lord, we just give thanks this morning, Father God, for you are a good God. You're so worthy of all the what you do for us every day, Father God. You continue to just build us up, Father God, giving us a new day to see, new grace, new mercy. Lord, we lift up our bishop, Bishop Carl Smith, and Pastor Adrian. Lord, continue to build that man and woman of God up, Father God, giving them the godly wisdom and knowledge to grow our church, Father God, giving them the vision that they need to continue to grow us, Father God, giving us the word we need to go and grow on, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. Thank you for the entire Smith family, Father God. Continue to protect them and keep your loving, caring arms around them. Lord, we ask the protection of our children, Father God, as they go off to school today, Father God. Lord, we know there's so much happening in this world today, Father God, and our children need protection, our teachers, so that the children, when they go, and they're safe, Father God. For the Lord God is sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, I just ask you to protect our children. They need you more than anything, Father. There's so much going on, not just in the schools, but in the world, Father God. Our world needs you more today than anything, Father God. And we know just what it is, Father God. They need prayer, Father God. We pray that they come to you, Father God, running into the church, Lord Jesus. Our children need help. Their families need help. Lord, we ask for protection around them. Continue to guide them throughout the day, Father God. Let us not waver in our faith, but grow stronger. Allow us, Lord, to carry your words in authority. Let our faith be disciplined enough to receive our breakthrough. All these things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. Amen. And we agree. We agree. Father, we agree. In the name of Jesus. Minister Randall, we want to quickly swing back to you. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, Charlene, I would just like to encourage this morning, let us stand on the promises that God has made to us. Let us, in this year of grace, pray that God will stretch our faith to hold fast and not grow weary in well-doing, that we may see the promises that God has declared he would do, that we would see it in this season of our lives. So hold strong to your faith this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hold strong to our faith. Let me give you a couple of announcements before we close out our call this morning. Remember to send in your prayer requests. We are called to pray. The Word of God says to pray without ceasing. Pray ye one for another that ye may be healed. We will pray. Also, if you go online and enter your prayer request, even though we come on the line on Wednesday and Thursday morning, we have teams that are called to pray even over the weekend. So whenever the prayer requests come in, we pray. The prayer requests that are submitted are prayed for. We don't just wait till Wednesday and Thursday. So send in your prayer requests. Send in your praise report. God is moving, and it's encouraging to others when we hear what God has done, because we stand in expectation of what God is doing. Signs, miracles, wonders, they follow them that believe. And we believe God. Amen?
Amen.
Remember, corporate prayer will be held at the Pittsburgh campus this Saturday at 7 a.m. Saints, let's come on. Keep up the momentum. Join us on campus this Saturday at the Pittsburgh campus. Okay. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Minister Randall, Sister Greta, Sister Tanika, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, we say thank you for joining the prayer call this morning. Let's go before Father one more time before we continue on with our day. Father, we come to you again, God, together in unity, just thanking you. Thank you, Father, that we're hidden in Christ, in you, God. Thank you, Father, for your abounding grace towards your people that allows us to walk in faith. Thank you, Father. We cry out for an increase in faith. Your word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Father, I pray, dear God, that you would give each one, dear God, a desire, a hunger, and a thirst to seek after you like never before. Hearing your word like never before, Father, so that our faith can increase. And Father, I pray, dear God, that each one moves and operates without reservation, without hesitation, without reluctancy. But Father, when you speak, I declare the spirit of obedience, willingness to operate expediently in what you have said, not wavering or in doubt, but believing you, Father, to walk, to move and operate in the deep. For the deep calls to the deep. And we bind every assignment of darkness, of reluctance, hesitation, and reservation in Jesus' name. Father, bless your people. You are our covenant-keeping God. And we declare, we commit this day to keep your covenant by faith. Father, bless each one of your intercessors. Bless your watchmen, Father. I pray that you bless them, keep their families, I pray. Let your favor surround them as like a shield, God, as they operate in faith towards the mark for the prize of the higher calling in you, Christ Jesus. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Now unto you, Father, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to you be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Nika, please continue the worship.